Mayom County Commissioner Chuol Gadluak says his office coordinated with the Governor Joseph Mointuil's office to release 58 inmates. Gadluak says among those pardoned and released were inmates who had been jailed for crimes like cattle raids last year.
They were charged with different cases of cattle thefts, raiding and stealing other people's properties. We thought that there were small and minor crimes. That was why we suggested to the governor that they are released, and the governor accepted.
Gadluak says prisons are extremely overcrowded and authorities wanted to decongest their facilities to avoid endangering the health of their inmates. He says the freed inmates exhibited good behavior while in prison. Mayom resident Samuel Tut, whose cousin was released, welcomes the governor's decision to pardon the inmates.
Some of them have been in the detention for more than a year. And you know justice, there is a saying that justice delayed is a justice denied. Sometimes the issue of being delayed from going to court could make someone suffer in detention sometime innocently. It is good that they are pardoned, but the authorities should always make sure that suspects are tried or released instead of detaining them for a long period of time without trial.
Tut says some inmates were in prisons for years without being arraigned in court. President Salva Kiir has acknowledged South Sudan Prison Service should be allocated more money and the justice system needed reforms when he visited a Juba inmate facility in 2019. Kiir promised the transitional government would provide more funding for the National Prison Service. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.